What's up, Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast with your host, Sam. Thank you very much for joining me today, and this is episode 40 of the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. Can you believe we are on episode 40? I can't. I started this podcast at the end of January this year, 2019, and I'm loving it, and I know you guys are loving it too. So I'm so excited to continue this into 2020 and beyond, and just continue to have fun. So thank you very much, and for all of you who have already been listening to the podcast, I can't believe we're on episode 40. Incredible. So let's get into episode 40. Episode 40 is going to be all about getting a guinea pig for Christmas and what you need to know. So my thoughts are that obviously a lot of you guys listening to this podcast already have guinea pigs, but maybe you're thinking of adding an addition to your herd, or maybe you're being asked, should I, as in someone else, get guinea pigs for Christmas? And I want this episode to be here so that if you want to direct people to one place to get lots and lots of information, that's what you have. Or even if you're considering maybe adding more or getting more for Christmas, this is going to be a really, really good place to kind of share my thoughts on, you know, is it a good idea, is it not a good idea, and the things that you need to consider so that you know whether it's a good idea or not. Before we get into the episode, what I want to do though is actually just alert you to something. So Black Friday weekend is coming. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and for us in the UK, we also do quite a lot for Black Friday. Popcorn and Piggy will be no example. I am doing amazing things for Black Friday so that I can share everything in the shop for all of you, so that you can obviously express and, you know, use all the Piggy items in your day-to-day life. So Black Friday is going to be amazing. You're not going to want to miss it. So that's I'm actually going to launch the Black Friday sale on Thursday the 28th of November. So make sure that is in your diary. But also, anyone in the VIP club, which is kind of like the Popcorn and Piggy VIP club newsletter, is going to get a double dip coupon. So not only are you going to get all the fantastic offers that are going to be available for Black Friday, but you're going to get an exclusive extra offer which you can add on top of everything. So if you want access to the biggest discount available, you know, you want to be part of the VIP club, which not only is this Black Friday, this is all year round, you get exclusive access to so many things, then make sure that you go to the link in the show notes, which will be available down there, and you can sign up and get exclusive discount. And there's also a link within my Instagram bio or on the website itself. There are a million places that you can sign up if you want to be part of the VIP club, but this is your invitation for Black Friday. If you want the double dip coupon that I'm going to be releasing, get yourself on the VIP club. Second announcement is also, if you have been thinking about any kind of clothing or mugs for Christmas, whether it's for yourself or to gift to someone else, the Black Friday sale, or more specifically the 2nd of December, will be the last order date for these in order for you to get them before Christmas. This is literally the last time I can't guarantee it because of postage and things, but this is, in terms of the times that it takes for it to be delivered, the last time that it has a chance of getting to you before Christmas. So if you've been umming and ahhing about getting any kind of clothing or mugs within the store, they do have a longer processing time to any cards, stickers, pea flakes, anything like this. So 2nd of December will be the last time that you can order those for hopefully Christmas delivery. Obviously card stickers and that will have a later date, and if you want any news on dates, check Instagram. It will all be there in the coming weeks when I start to really sort of remind you when the last delivery dates are. So a reminder, if you want the double dip coupon for Black Friday, or even just to hear about Black Friday if you're not on Instagram or Facebook, then the newsletter, the VIP club, is your place to go. Access that via popcornandpiggy.com, and the link is in the show notes right now. Wherever you are listening to this, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, anything like that, it's all in the show notes, or go to popcornandpiggy.com. And don't forget, 2nd of December will be the last chance that you have to get clothing and mugs for Christmas, so you've been told. Let's get into episode 20 though. Getting a guinea pig for Christmas, what you need to know. And this was inspired, as I get inspired in many, many different places for podcast episodes, as well as YouTube videos, in my... Just one day, I was wearing my Every Day is Christmas with Guinea Pigs hoodie. If you haven't seen it, check it out in the shop. But I was wearing my hoodie because, also, side note, I'm wearing it right now because it's super, super warm, comfy, and it's just cute. So I was wearing my Every Day is Christmas with Guinea Pigs t-shirt to go shopping very, very quickly. I was nipping in and out to get something for my dad's birthday and then heading over there. So I walked into Marks and Spencer's. Now, Marks and Spencer's, if you're not in the UK, is basically just a department store. Like, they sell clothing, food, homeware, they do a bit of everything. And as I was paying for my dad's birthday present at the till, the lady behind the till went, "Oh my goodness, I know someone who would love that hoodie." And I, of course, told her where to get it, popcornandpiggy.com. And then the lady next to her, who was on the other till, decided to go, "Oh, I love guinea pigs. Oh, I'm thinking about getting any. Are they easy to look after?" And this sort of started a very, very, very quick conversation, because obviously there was a bit of a queue and things. And it got me thinking that actually a lot of people instantaneously think about getting a guinea pig, whether it's for Christmas or just day to day, and don't know a lot about how to look after them. And so there will be a lot more content coming for this. But what I want to talk about specifically today is whether or not Christmas is a good time to get a guinea pig. Now, I'm going to be talking about this in terms of information. You can obviously decide if you think it's a good time or not yourself. But I'm going to give you my reasons as to why maybe it's not a good time to get a guinea pig. But obviously decide for yourself. So, number one, Christmas time itself. Is Christmas time a good time to get a guinea pig? Personally, I think it's probably the worst time to get a guinea pig. And this is for probably a lot of reasons that you don't think about, but I'm going to explain them now. So, number one, Christmas time tends to actually be the busiest time of year in terms of lots of things going on in your house, whether it's lots of family coming to visit or just there's a lot more space being used in terms of the Christmas tree, presents, decorations. Maybe you're even at home more because you're off school or you're off work. So Christmas time is a really, really busy time in terms of the house. Now, guinea pigs, in terms of when you get them new, whether it's from a rescue or a pet shop, or obviously I promote rescue, so that would be my go-to place if you would like a guinea pig this Christmas. If you are bringing a guinea pig new into your home, then they need time to settle in. They need quiet. They need to establish the routine. They need time to learn that it's safe. And so when it's busy, it's loud, there's more people, there's a lot less space, there's lots of hustle and bustle. This is why, for me, Christmas time, and probably the number one reason Christmas time is the worst time to get a new guinea pig. Now, obviously, you know, you will, maybe Christmas time isn't as busy for you. Maybe it is quieter. There is the added side of if you're off work or school, then obviously you have more time to help your guinea pig settle in. But just be aware that if it is really busy, there's lots and lots of noise going on, this might be not the best time to get a guinea pig. Then, obviously, like I've said, guinea pigs thrive off routine. Does your routine over Christmas change because you're off work or school? Now, for me, obviously, because I'm potentially not off work, although I work for myself now, so that's a little bit different in terms of Christmas. There tends to be less routine over Christmas. You know, maybe you sleep in or you go to bed later, or maybe, like I said, you're off visiting family, so maybe you have more days where you're not at home to feed your guinea pigs at whatever routine you establish. Guinea pigs love routine. They thrive off routine. They are their best when they have a routine. We all know that if we change the time of feeding our guinea pigs one night, they let us know about it. So this is again why Christmas time maybe isn't the best time. But these are all things that I want to provide you information so that you can think about this, of whether you're getting a guinea pig for Christmas or someone has asked you if it's a good idea. This is all things to think about. Number two, guinea pigs are a long-term commitment. I think this goes into the category of a lot of people lump guinea pigs in with hamsters in the sense that they think they only live for a few years, whereas actually the average lifespan for a guinea pig is anywhere between like 5 to 7 years, and there have been reports of guinea pigs living as long as 10 or 11 years. So guinea pigs are a long-term commitment. So think about this in the sense of, are you prepared? Do you have, let's say, 5 to 7, maybe even 10 years of plans that you're going to look after this guinea pig, because they are going to be part of your family. Whether you like it or not, a guinea pig takes charge of the house. We all know it. So think about, you know, are you of a certain age? Are you likely to be going off to college or university? What's going to happen to the guinea pig if that happens? If you have children and it's going to be a children's pet, how old are your children? If they're going into their teenage years, are they still going to be responsible for the guinea pig? Are you going to be responsible for the guinea pig? These are all things that have to be part of the process when getting a new guinea pig, whether it is for Christmas or not. You have to always be prepared of their lifespan and obviously providing them a home for their whole lifespan. So important. And of course, like I said, you know, quite often, unfortunately, as much as I disagree with it, but it is a factor of life, guinea pigs tend to be Christmas presents, which, like I said, I don't necessarily agree with for all the reasons I'm laying out right now, but it is your opinion and it's yours. But if you're buying or rescuing guinea pigs for Christmas, for children especially, are they going to keep on top of cleaning them every day and every week? If not, who's going to do it? As a parent, are you going to be the responsible primary caregiver if your guinea pig loses interest? Like I said, this comes into the whole long-term commitment. Guinea pigs will become part of the family. They should be part of the family. And so you always have to be thinking about the long-term commitment, the everyday jobs that need doing, the every week jobs that need doing, and for the amount of time that they live for, which I've said is around about 5 to 7 years, but it can be much, much longer. And then the third thing is to think about all the important requirements. So these are the bare essentials that a guinea pig will need. So for instance, you can't just get one guinea pig. You need a minimum of two. They're very, very social animals. They always need a friend. Human contact, as much as it is wonderful, is not enough. They will always need access to another guinea pig, just because they speak the same language. It's a fact. As much as we think as humans we can speak guinea pig, we can't. We can try our best. I always try my best, but we can't. So they always need access to a cage mate, ideally. Obviously, I'm very aware that some guinea pigs just don't want to be with others. But I always think if that's the case, you should always have more than one in the environment. So again, they can yell at each other or things. But personally, I will always have a pair, because I will go to the lengths of always finding a pair that bond. But yeah, social animals, they always need to be in a pair or have access to other guinea pigs, whether it's yelling across cages, etc. Think about also the minimum cage requirements. I think, and this is a shock every time, but for still to this day, after all the awareness that everyone has already done, whether it's on YouTube, blogs, just everything, people still think that guinea pigs fit into what it isn't even a minimum hamster cage, like it's tiny. And the worst thing is people keep rabbits in them too, which is even worse, but we won't go into that. Minimum cage requirements really, really, really are bigger than a meter in terms of the length, like probably about 1.2 meters, and then round about 70 to a meter in terms of width, and that's on one level. Guinea pigs are very, very energetic. We all know when they popcorn and zoomie, they go for it. They really, really go for it. It surprises me every time. Every time I get a new foster and I put them on out for floor time, obviously they have a really big cage anyway, but they tend to take a while to warm up, and it's floor time that brings it out of them in terms of the zoomies. And every time I get shocked, I always think they're gonna like somehow pull the carpet up. They're not big enough to do that, but I imagine it because they go so quick. But giving them, like I say, one level and a big area in terms of space continuous for a cage, and then also providing them a change of scenery, more enrichment, and a different, you know, area in terms of floor time. So guinea pigs really do take a lot more space than people think, and I wish the pet shops would do a better job at promoting this, but it's what they do, and that's what I'm here to help with. So yeah, think about the cage requirements, think where they're going to sit in your house, think about what, you know, constantly providing this, and if you obviously get more guinea pigs, then the cage size also needs to make go bigger. Can't say it enough. Rant over. Next thing to think about is their diet. Hay is 80% of a guinea pig's diet. Is anyone in your family allergic to hay? This is going to be a big consideration in terms of getting guinea pig for Christmas or any time. If someone's allergic to hay in your family, because hay is such a big and important and vital part of a guinea pig's diet, is anyone allergic to it? Because this is going to impact your decision of whether or not you get guinea pigs. Also, guinea pig hair can also trigger a few allergies. So be aware, does anyone in your family, and this includes people who come to visit you, like obviously let's say you know, your house, whether it's your mum, your dad, your brothers, sisters, think about those people. But also if you have friends or family, extended family and things that come over to visit regularly, are they allergic too? Because if grandma comes over every Saturday and is allergic to hair, like pet hair, she can't come over anymore because she's allergic to it. So you've got to consider all these factors in terms of getting guinea pigs, and especially at Christmas. And then the last thing in terms of important requirements is to think whether or not you're going to keep them indoors or outdoors. Now, I promote indoor accommodation just because guinea pigs aren't great with temperature variation. They need sheltered accommodation, some sort of insulated or heated shed, or indoors. Now for me, just because of the connection, like the interaction that I get with my guinea pigs, I personally love them indoors, but you can do it outdoors as well, as long as you are protecting them from temperature variations. Like I say, some people, if they house their guinea pigs outdoors, bring them in during the winter. Just be aware that you need to really, really be helping the temperature around your guinea pigs stay the same level, whether that is heating things up or in the summer, keeping them cool. It's vital. The biggest thing that affects guinea pigs is difference in temperature, and this can lead to many, many illnesses and sadly death. So most people, like I say, who keep their guinea pigs outdoors often bring them indoors for winter or on the hottest days. So again, are you prepared to do this? Think about, again, Christmas time, with it being busy, with lots going on. Do you have a room that isn't your living room where everyone's going to meet and talk and have dinner and all these things? Do you have a quiet room that your guinea pig can live in? So these have been very, very, very quick considerations about what you need to think about and be aware of if you're thinking of getting a new guinea pig for Christmas, or you have anyone who's asking, is it a good idea to get a guinea pig for Christmas? This is the episode to share with them, and just make them aware, you know, give them those questions that they need to think about. And like I say, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. My personal preference, because of all the things that I've laid out today, is that Christmas time is not a great time to get a guinea pig. But if you can go through everything I've laid out and obviously have a reason as to why it's not going to affect the guinea pigs, it's not going to harm them in any way, you've thought about all the things that require, then absolutely no problem at all, then fantastic, great. But personally, for the reasons laid out, I don't think it's a good time to get a Christmas or a guinea pig for Christmas. And also, you know, think about the things that you're teaching yourself or the person that's getting it a guinea pig for Christmas. You know, we see all the adverts, they will start coming right now in terms of dogs are not for Christmas, they're for every day. You know, go back to the long-term commitment. They do live a long time, 5 to 7 years on average, but they can live 10 plus. It's not just a Christmas thing, they will last a long time, they are part of the family, they are human, not human, they're animals, they are living beings, they have a mind, they have needs, and that's our responsibility as the primary caregiver, because they're domesticated, they're not in the wild, we have to provide that for them. So That's been this week's episode. Check all the links in the description, like I said, if you want to become part of the VIP club for the Double Dip Black Friday coupon. And also, don't forget, it's the last chance if you want any clothing or mugs for Christmas delivery. 2nd of December is that final date, and that will actually be the end of the Black Friday sale too. So definitely don't miss out on that. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. I've been Sam. I love to connect with you on Instagram and Facebook, as well as on our website, popcornandpiggy.com. Everything is Popcorn and Piggy. You will find us. We're everywhere. Thank you very much, and I will speak to you next week. Bye! Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye!